High-ranking official from Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has accused Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates of collaborating to topple the former Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi. Esmael Arian says the intelligence services of Israel and Saudi Arabia were involved in preparations to stage the early July coup against Morsi. Arian, who's the deputy head of the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, says the UAE provided the funds for the forceful removal of Morsi from power. He's written in a post on his Facebook page that all the countries involved in the coup have already acknowledged their role. Arian has also called on the Egyptian people to continue their struggles against, quote, dictatorship that has manifested itself in the form of the bloody coup. Let's get the thoughts of Shakir Risk. He's a political analyst and he joins us from London. Shakir Risk, well, here you have it. Esmael Arian saying the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and of course Israel collaborating, being responsible, having their hands influenced, whatever category of that you want to term it, for the overthrow of this coup of Mohamed Morsi. What were your initial reaction when you heard this?
Well, it's the reaction that every Egyptian has got during the past month and immediately after the coup. And it has been stated and acknowledged by the countries that supported the coup, including Israel and the countries that you mentioned, Saudi Arabia, and even the intervention of the United States on the political side, as well as the support of the fund given to the people who went into the coup and were supporters of the anti-Morsi and anti-legal government on that time on the 30th of June. And the outcome of this sort of support and fund was the coup d'etat, the military coup d'etat on the 3rd of July, which is actually acknowledged afterwards. And this was clear after the visit of the Prince of the Abu Dhabi, Prince Mohammed bin Zayed, representing the UAE last week, as well as the fund sent to Egypt to raise and sort of recover the economic bad situation in the country ever since the coup took place. This proves that the intervention of those people was actually there. And what Dr. Esmael Arian mentioned or stated in his post seems to be a bit valid and true then. What I mean here is that if this is true, what is the role played by Israel in this sense? That role was actually played by the sort of combination between the Egyptian intelligence as well as the Israeli intelligence, though some of the government officials and the statesmen denounced this and actually said that it is not true at all and it was all Egyptian, 100% Egyptian, which I doubt, because Israel was actually hailing and welcoming this sort of coup that took place and said that Egypt is now on the right track of having the sort of relationship with its neighbors, including Israel, of course, as well as bringing the country, which is Egypt, to its leading role in the area, which is actually the opposite, completely the opposite, because Egypt is now detached from the Arab world, detached from the Islamic world, and Israel is combined with the other supporters of the coup, is actually showing that, yeah, we were there, we were supporting the coup, we were after the military government, the military appointed government actually, which has also visited Israel and allowed the ambassador of Israel to come back to Egypt and to the ambassador of Egypt to go back to Tel Aviv to represent Egypt and to have the diplomatic as well as economic relations to back to norm then. And this is against actually any of the Islamic governments, which was a threat to Israel and to the other countries, because those supporters and other countries actually were afraid of the spread of this sort of Islamic legal democratic governments and presidency to take place in their countries. The fund that Dr. Arian mentioned and the support that came, the outside support that came to Egypt, is actually quite apparent, but the outcome of it and the result of it is not actually clear, except in one area. The area was to oust and to depose President Morsi, which took place actually. We were in Egypt. We were expecting that after ousting the President Morsi from his office and from his presidency, that the new government, which has been in office for more than a couple of months now, would bring about welfare and justice to the country, to the people of Egypt, which actually did not take place at all. We have some sort of unrest taking place mm-hmm. everywhere in the country. We have insecurity taking place all over the country. We have protests taking place every day, demonstrations every day and every night, even violating the curfew, and the time of the curfew is not even there. People are going out to express their intolerance of what happened. They're afraid of what happened on the security of the country. Yesterday, I am a university professor. University students in universities went on demonstrations, sort of cursing what happened, not showing any sort of agreement to what happened, showing that this some sort of unrest that will take place when universities will open its gates, their gates for the students to be in.
Right.
There's also the detaining thousands of people belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is actually something that we have not had before. We have not had, except in the early rule of President Nasser, when he had most Muslim Brotherhood in prison and detained and for years to go. We have not had this. We don't have this sort of freedom
right.
and democracy, that the freedom of speech is not there. We have many outcomes that actually impact of the coup that took place.
Thank you very much for that in-depth look there by Shakir Risk, political analyst there from Cairo.
Yes.
Thank you.